That was a top five all-time Lamar game for me, what he did in Cincinnati with them down in the second half on a day where Joe Burrow was slicing and dicing the Ravens defense, and the defense was a real problem. For Lamar to be able to come from behind and do it the way he did on a day where they did not run the football. I mean, Derrick Henry's first 14 carries go for 41 yards. I mean, they're stacking the box. Henry is shut down. Lamar takes it on himself to ignite the run game with his legs in the second half, but their design runs are going nowhere. And to have the efficiencies he had, marching them down the field with bad field position, long drives, doing it quickly, is a tour de force performance. I mean, I think they went 11 for 16 on third and fourth down.
Yeah.
Lamar, they blitzed the heck out of him. They blitzed him on 43% of his dropbacks. He was almost perfect against the blitz, had a 130-something passer rating against it, diagnosed it, read it. They blitzed him with six or more guys nine times. He went 6 of 9 for like 120 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, a 130-something passer rating when they came with the big blitz. The things that are supposed to be his bugaboos just weren't. And it was a day where the offensive line wasn't as good as it's been in other weeks as well. Carl, they're now 14 for 15 in the red zone going back to halftime of the loss to the Raiders. The only time in there they didn't score the touchdown is the Derrick Henry 51-yard run to set up a field goal on second down where they weren't trying to score. It was overtime.
Sure.
So his brilliance in the red zone has been absolutely phenomenal. He's taking the layups when they're there. He's matured, I think, as a point guard of the offense at the line of scrimmage, just looking at what the defense is doing and deciding, you know, how to best beat them, whether it's with his arms or with his mind or with his legs. It's masterful stuff. And that was a desperate Bengals team that really, really needed that game. And Lamar Jackson. And look, they got good fortune. Obviously, you know, Justin Tucker hits a long field goal, which he hasn't done lately. There's a bad exchange on a field goal for the Bengals. Joe Burrow is almost perfect in that game, but he badly misfires on a ball in the middle of the field. You know, and Marlon Humphrey had great inside leverage, and he basically gifts Marlon Humphrey an interception. Lamar had a snap, hit his helmet, you know, and the play Lamar made, the touchdown to Isaiah Likely, where he stiff-armed Sam Hubbard twice. Like, it was a season wrapped in a game. But Lamar Jackson is better than he was last year. He's absolutely playing at an MVP level. It's so much fun to watch this guy do his thing. And that was not a great day if you like defensive football. And you know, the Ravens found a way to win, which is huge. But only the Jacksonville Jaguars have given up more passing yards than the Baltimore Ravens. You know, and the Ravens gave up 5.9 yards per attempt last year, best in the NFL. It's 8.1 per attempt this year, second worst. Like, when the Ravens blitz, opposing quarterbacks have a passer rating of 126.4, like, as bottom five in the league. When they sit back and play zone, they have a bottom five passer rating allowed in the league. They gave up 18 passing touchdowns all of last season. They've given up 9 already this season. They've got a lot of work to do back there. But when your quarterback is playing like this and he can help you get 40 points on the road, then, you know, you're gonna win your fair share of games.
Dude, Jason, here's what's crazy. And I'm curious to know if you have any insight to this. It's In the Huddle, guys. Follow us In the Huddle Pod on YouTube. New episodes out every week. And make sure you subscribe and tell your friends about us. Wherever you get your podcast, it's In the Huddle. What is Derrick Henry doing physically, his diet? Like, this is where most dudes fall off, right?
Yeah.
And for those people who've never seen Derrick Henry up close and personal, guys, he looks like a damn tight end or defensive tackle. I mean, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
But yet he's still running away from people, Jason. He's still in immaculate shape.
Yes.
I'm curious to know, because that's going to help Lamar through the course of this season, I think, more than anything. What's this guy doing, man? Do you have any insight?
Well, I mean, he says he spends over $200,000 a year on his body maintenance team, on his trainers and dietitians. And it's clearly, you know, something that he lives by. It's a lifestyle that he's adopted, and it's seems to be damn near 24/7, 365, you know, getting sleep and eating the right things and, you know, eating at the right times of day and what he does, pushing his body physically in the off season so that it's hardened and calloused and ready to go in the regular season. Yeah. I mean, Father Time is undefeated, but for this guy to be, you know, over the age of 30, over 2000 carries under his belt and producing explosive runs and dominating at the second and third level when he gets up ahead of steam, it's pretty special. But again, I have to give the Bengals a lot of credit for what they did to stop the run. Unfortunately for them, they couldn't stop the pass at all. And, you know, the pass rush wasn't getting home and they had to blitz more than they probably would have liked. And that came back to bite them. But they shut down the Ravens run game in the first half. And really in the whole game, except for the Lamar Jackson element, which it's hard to take away everything with the Ravens right now. And Lamar's legs did buoy the Ravens on some of those comeback drives, but the design runs really weren't there. But, you know, you still lose. You still give up almost 550 yards. You still give up a 50-yard rush to Derrick Henry to put the game away, you know, and you still get filleted in the red zone. And Lamar comes away with four passing touchdowns and over 400 yards of scrimmage. Like, good luck. Should be a wild one with Washington this week. That should be,
yeah.
And Lamar, that should be fun down the road in Washington. That should be fun. Neither team can play defense, and both can score quickly.
Score, yeah, no doubt. One last thing as far as the Bengals, Burrow was great. 5 touchdowns, career high. I thought they went conservative in overtime.
Yeah.
And to just say, Joe Burrow, go do what you do, and then get to overtime and run the ball 3 times and then kick a 53-yard field goal that's missed by McPherson, I just thought that was coaching. To me, that was like, why are you getting tight in this moment? I don't know if they win the game, you know, if it changes. But to me, that was the moment where, all right, we're going to go to overtime. Joe Burrow, go do what you do. And he didn't allow that. So they are 1-4, as you said. Season might be over as far as the playoffs are concerned. I want to ask you about the Cowboys, because I know you're not a buyer. No. So I was at the Steelers-Cowboys game this weekend. I'll tell you a quick story. This is just sidebar funny. So obviously the rain, everybody had to leave the stadium. Oh, yeah. And, you know, we're underneath. And if you've ever been in those situations, they suck, because you're waiting and waiting. And everybody's amped up and ready for the game. Yeah. And so it was confined space. And so there was an older lady who actually, you know, had taken a knee or fallen down or something. So people were like, hey, we need EMS over here. And this older lady is decked out in Steelers gear, you know, and it was, I wouldn't say it was 50-50. It never is in Steeler land, but a lot of Cowboy fans. And so she's on the ground, Jason, and you know, people are like, is she okay? What's going on? And, you know, and everybody's kind of drinking beer and enjoying themselves as much as they can, but it's confined because everybody is underneath the stadium. And all of a sudden this lady, you know, comes up, like she rises up off the cement and she goes, here we go, Steelers, here we go. And then the people start chanting after they thought this lady was, like, dead.
Right.
You know, they she was
headed to an ambulance. Yeah.
Oh, my God, it was unbelievable. So they're all amped up. But tell me what you think about the Cowboys, man, because Dak was, I thought, terrible until the end.
Yeah. I thought it said more about what's sort of happening to the Steelers defense than it really did anything else. Like, the Steelers had to win a certain way and the margins were really slim, right? The quarterback, don't take any undue sacks. Don't turn the ball over. Let's end drives with field goals because we've got a great kicker, and the defense will be completely ironclad. And the defense hasn't been ironclad the last 2 weeks, and they've been pushed around at the line of scrimmage by the Colts and the Cowboys. And seems like TJ Watt spending a lot of time on the sidelines watching because he's not right. And then Joe Herbig goes down and they'd already lost Highsmith. And, you know, Patrick Queen looks lost in Pittsburgh. It's weird. The Ravens inside linebackers look lost without Patrick Queen, but Patrick Queen looks lost in Pittsburgh, you know, as one of their big free agent signings. So I just didn't think Dallas could run the ball. And I didn't think Dallas could run the ball on Pittsburgh, in Pittsburgh, in that game, after Pittsburgh just got pushed around by the Colts. But I was wrong. And Dallas was the better team. Dallas played bully ball. I also think, though, I don't know what Arthur Smith is doing. Like, I just think this guy's totally lost the plot. I mean, you could have run Justin Fields 15 times in that game and won the football. Every time Justin Fields had a design run, it was a 9-yard sprint play. Like, any time he ran on first down there in second and one, but he only ran 5 or 6 times, and a couple of those were scrambles. Like, I don't know. I know that Patterson's not there, and I know Jalen Warren's not there, but right. You've got running backs on your practice squad. You can find guys with a little bit of speed. Why there was no intent to play option football and let Justin Fields' legs dictate that football game blew my mind. I thought it was coaching malpractice. You just saw him finish 2 drives in Indianapolis in the red zone with his legs. Like, where were the design runs once you cross midfield? I don't know, man. It really gave me a lot of pause.
The offense, and we knew this, right? They were early in the season. It was they're protecting him. Bottom line, now in week 5, going into week 6, the offense is blah. It just is, and they're not going to score a lot of points. We know that. And to your point about the defense, hell, they forced 3 turnovers and blocked a field goal and still lost.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Cowboys, no Micah Parsons, no Lawrence, and their defense holds the Steelers to 226 yards. So to your point, there's no way that should have been playing out the way it did with the Steelers offense. And what do you think about Pickett? Because I'll tell you, Steelers fans, you know, the ones that I was around and talking to, they're more upset that they're not throwing the ball more to Pickens than they do.
His routes didn't look great. You know, Fields was misfiring early in that game. You know, he had some throws he'd want back. I just think, given what Dallas lacks up front, there was a way, even if your offensive line is beat up, there was a way to show enough multiplicity in the run game that you kept Dallas's backup D lineman on the field and you protected your defense on the day where Watt is hurt and Herbig's lost for what might be an extended period of time. I just don't think they played complementary football. And yeah, the defense got some gifts from Dak to get off the field, but the defense got pushed around between the 20s all day. I mean, I haven't seen Rico Dowdle be that effective in the run game, like, ever.
Rico Dowdle.
Like, it, like, that's not, I'm sure, you know, what Mike Tomlin thought was going to happen. So, yeah, and now, you know, Russell Wilson is close, so they'll have a decision to make. I would think Fields gets a little more time here to see, you know, what he can do. I would think Mike Tomlin talks to the offensive coordinator and says, hey, part of the reason Fields is here is because of the athlete that he is. Like, what, you know what I mean? Why is he throwing the ball 30 times and running at 5? Like, is that going to work for us? You know, especially on a night that was weird. It started late. It was rainy. You know what I mean? Like, like probably not the best night in the world to throw the ball around. It certainly wasn't for Dak Prescott. So, odd one. But no, I'm not buying the Cowboys. I'm not buying
them. Still not buying them.